This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Larici, Italy, in the province of Liguria, I go to my colleague, Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, in this beautiful harbor facing the Mediterranean with lots of little fishing boats and a great big medieval castle on a hillside. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Larici, this borders to the west, France, and to the east, Tuscany. You are in Larici to enjoy the atmosphere, but at the same time, is Larici prospering? Is it right now having a good summer? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners, as always. Tonight I'm very lucky because I am in a beautiful place, in a very nice village fronting the Gulf of La Spezia, which is a famous area of Liguria, known also as the Gulf of Poets, because some of the romantic poets spent part of their life here, like Percy Shelley and Gordon Byron. The summer here is still going on. I've just seen the front line along the coast, and there were many people taking a sun bath and enjoy the water of this beautiful sea.
Yes, we go to water, to climate. When last we spoke, you were in Tuscany, and there'd been 2 days of rain, which was a beginning to restore the climate and the agriculture of northern Italy, of Lombardy, your home province in Milano, and also Tuscany. Has the rain continued this week, Lorenzo?
Yes, the rain is now also falling in the south of Italy, and this is, of course, very helpful. Let me say that the nature is incredible. When I arrived in Tuscany, still in the time of the very hot wave of heat from Africa, and after the rain, which was not enough, but I can tell you that the nature changed its color. And when I left Tuscany 3 days ago, everything looks like a sort of a new spring coming out of a very hot summer, with the various fields becoming green again, with all the green of the plants, of the trees, again being shining under the sunshine. So the rain is coming also for this weekend. It seems to be all across Italy, not in a way that is a catastrophic, and we do hope that this situation will continue. It's a good climate for the end of this summer and the beginning of the autumn season, very important also for the cultivation of grapes, olives, which are, as you know, very important food exported by Italy all over the world.
Yes, the heat wave has lifted in Italy, and I see across France as well, but the drought is the major concern. Reports from the Po River Valley are not that much better. There is the odd fact that they're discovering war artifacts, ships and bombs in the Po River Valley, but right now, is the Po filling again? Is there positive news? Because we've heard nothing but dire warnings about the salt water coming up the Po.
Unfortunately, I cannot offer any positive news, but at least I can tell you that there is no negative additional impact over and above what has already happened. I mean, the Po River is in a sort of stable condition. The rain that we had in the north of Italy at least maintain a level that is not decreasing anymore. But unfortunately, the salty water came into the estuary of the Po River for at least 50 kilometers, and the situation has not changed very much. So we do hope that by entering more at the end of summer, more rain should come. The condition in Italy should improve in terms of precipitation.
Now we come to politics. Politics are very pressing right now in Italy. Mario Draghi has departed the prime ministership, and there is an election on September 25th in a few short weeks. So I read from Reuters reporting from Rome. The Italian rightist alliance's ambitious spending plans will respect European Union budget rules and not blow a hole in the country's finances. The head of the party topping the polls says about next month's election. The nationalist Giorgia Meloni, seen as the front runner to become Italy's first woman prime minister, said she wanted to focus on investments to boost Italy's chronic weak economic growth, but pledged responsibility in managing its debt-laden public accounts. This is a complicated way of saying that your recovery depends upon cautious management of the money coming from the EU. What is your opinion? What is Mario Draghi's opinion of the prospect of Giorgia Meloni leading the country?
Well, I can tell you that Mr. Draghi made 2 days ago, during a very important conference of young people in the north east of Italy, a very clear statement to all the audience. He said clearly that Italy, after the next election, will never change its position, which is, of course, an Atlantic position, a central role in Europe. But he said also that this will happen whoever will win the election. And this was a, in my opinion, a strong statement, not in support, but at least calming down a lot of, quarreling between the contenders for winning the election. So the coalition led by Giorgia Meloni, which is the center-right coalition, and the coalition led by Enrico Letta, which is the left coalition. This coalition, the left-center, is always criticizing and saying that if the right-center coalition will win the election, maybe Italy can fall into a chaotic situation, which is not what Giorgia Meloni is right now doing, just adopting a very prudent approach to his communication to the media, and with a lot of interviews that she's playing to many of the most important international network, saying that one of her first objective is to understand exactly the resources available and try to maximize the investment in order to improve the economic situation of Italy. That, by the way, I would like to take the opportunity to say that right now Italian economy is doing better with respect to any other European economy in terms of GDP growth. So there are a lot of speculation regarding what can happen in Italy, take into account that in any case the situation is not so bad, although the price of energy is a matter of concern for everybody, not only for Italy. Today the price of gas goes up to $340 per megawatt hour, and it was only $40 per megawatt hour in 2019. So in 2 years there was a very incredible increase. And this is, of course, jeopardizing the growth of all the economy of Europe. Italy is one of the most important transformation economy, and we are one of the most important supplier to other economy, like the German industry and so on. So it's a situation that needs to have a coordinated approach across the European. And I think Giorgia Meloni is doing well in his way of communicating his strategy in case she win with a coalition the election.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in the beautiful Larici, in the beautiful Liguria on the Italian coast with the Mediterranean. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.